Chapter 35, A Poor Excuse for Not Staying in Touch. Being busy is a poor excuse for not staying in touch with friends and relatives. It doesn't take much to make somebody's day. While I was still working on this book, a friend of mine who lives in Japan called me. That said a lot to me. This is someone who has a family with tons of responsibility, yet he took the time out of his day to call me. When things like that happen, it feels good. The sad truth that I've heard so many people say over the years is, why do we have to wait until somebody dies for us to take time for each other? I wish it weren't like that, but it's something I've experienced and been guilty of over the years. I've seen social media posts where people were pleading with others to spend time with their families. You've probably seen them. Posts that say things like, if you have time to check your Instagram account, you have time to call your mom. I wholeheartedly agree with that statement, yet sometimes I still find it challenging to keep in contact with my family like I should sometimes. Learn to develop the habit of sending a text message, email, chat, or something that shows you're thinking about the people in your life who matter. I've tried all kinds of things to stay in touch with family. Writing letters, creating reminders on my phone, and printing out spreadsheets that have a date and time for me to make sure I contacted each person. I included a simple format you can use to make your own plan to help you stay committed to keeping in contact with your family and friends. Reflection exercise. Instructions. Grab a sheet of paper and list everyone you would want to stay in contact with. Post it in a place where you'll see it regularly. Make reminders on your phone. Do whatever you need to do. Life is short and tomorrow is not promised. On this paper, make a header row. Name, how often to contact, next scheduled time. An example, Joe, every Friday, 5 p.m., third Friday of May.